Welcome to the Black Sun podcast series, where you get a different pair of Black Sun experts exploring a topic that's at the top of their minds.
Today it's me, Leo Barbieri, Senior Sustainability Strategist at Black Sun in London. And with me I have James,
Sustainability Director, also in London.
I'm curious to know, what made you choose a career in sustainability? What's your passion about having this role?
I guess what's kept me in the industry for as long as it has, without giving away my age, is the variety. It's the new things to learn. Every day is a school day.
Yeah.
You know, topics evolve and come and go. Climate's been pretty constant in the last decade or so. But in most recent times, it's now around climate and nature and biodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think human rights, obviously we had Modern Slavery Act here in the UK that required companies to disclose information a few years ago. But now we're seeing more about saliency and human rights. And so it's that constant sort of journey of learning new topics, engaging with new contacts and new practitioners in the industry that just keeps it really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons that I'm passionate about working in sustainability is being able to help clients across industries, help them solve their problems, actually be a partner, understanding it might be a sustainability strategy, it might be about addressing our material topics, how do you actually respond to new GRI disclosures. For me, working in sustainability is about solving problems. And just the fact that I think before you had the financial information and the non-financial information, non-financial being connected to sustainability. And nowadays, you actually see an interconnection. So you see companies, fair enough, disclosing highlights of non-financial and financial, but actually sustainability is becoming integrated in the business models. So we see a lot of clients, instead of now having a separate sustainability strategy, wanting to incorporate sustainability principles into the corporate strategy, because now, as you say, as soon as you start including human rights, biodiversity, nature, I can see how this is all actually becoming integrated. And fair enough, we have more and more disclosures about it, but it's also the way forward. And keep working with clients on this, for me, it's amazing, because it's not only about what you do in your industry, it's ultimately how you are operating in this planet.
So Leah and I often see ourselves as critical friends, working closely with people in sustainability teams, corporate sustainability teams, some of whom are increasingly getting a full-up in-tray, particularly through the likes of climate reporting. You know, this whole topic is heating up within these in-house teams, both in terms of have they got the right data, have mm-hmm. they got the right systems, but also have they got the right people actually to make it happen. And if we think about what's been happening in this space for the last decade or so, the UK, and obviously we're thinking specifically about a UK context here, and some of this is actually kind of cross-border. We've had everything from the Energy Efficiency Scheme 2010, we've had the Mandatory Carbon Reporting Requirements a couple of years later, we've had ESOS, we've had SECR, it's like acronyms galore,
mm-hmm.
and all of this has put extra pressure and reporting burden on companies to get their messages out, but also to ensure that they've got the right resources. So, Leah, I mean, you've worked in-house as well as, you know, in a client-facing role like you have now here at Black Sun. So what is this meaning in real life for the preparers and disclosers of this climate types of information?
So I guess one of the first steps for them would be to establish a baseline and start putting processes in place at the early stage. Possibly exploring processes and systems. There are providers out there that can help. You can go for a ISO 14100 and actually have an environmental management system. And TCFD, for example, I think for me, it's one of the frameworks that the earlier you engage with transition plans and how are you actually setting up your governance structure, metrics, and so on, you will be in a better place to respond to climate data. Also, for me, the bright spot is when you stop focusing on compliance and actually start developing strategies, processes, engagement that it's actually meaningful and takes you to be a leader in your industry, but also set best practices.
What's interesting though, Leah, and I don't know if you have a view on this, is the fact that most people who got into sustainability is because they were passionate about making a difference, about changing the world. And you know, how do you think they're now trying to grapple with, they want to be doing the doing, but a lot of the time they're now doing the reporting. So what are some of the, you know, some of the key challenges do you think that they're going to face, and how might they navigate through it?
You need to actually do more than your passion. So you need to respond to requirements. You need to skill your teams, and you need to have engagement inside the company. So you need to make sure that your governance structure is very well engaged and on board, to be fair. You need to integrate a lot of discussions across your supply chain. So a lot of the requirements now, it's not just about company operations. I guess it's actually going upstream in your supply chain, actually assessing human rights. And we know that some of the frameworks are getting more and more tied on human rights. It's not just only about climate. So I'd say collaboration, again, addressing climate reporting the earliest you can. So, I mean, I'm Portuguese, so, you know, companies in Portugal tend to be a bit more reactive. One of the reasons that made me actually move to the UK is to work with the best practices. So I love working with clients that are actually more proactive than reactive. And in this sense, being ahead of the curve, engage with your stakeholders, engage with your and educate your leadership teams, I think it's definitely one of the key things to do.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were just talking before this podcast recording about the need to both manage upwards and downwards. And there's a real role for sustainability practitioners and professionals to be able to have the confidence and the capability to have those difficult conversations with their senior leadership teams and ultimately with their boards about the need to improve their reporting and improve their performance overall. And I think you make a really good point about, you know, the internal buy-in, the governance structures, mm-hmm. all of this really is imperative to create that required culture shift for businesses. And I think this avalanche, as I mentioned, of regulation and reporting requirements, I think is going to be key to continuing focusing of minds for, you know, at the top table within businesses, particularly listed businesses. And that's going to continue. But also one thing that I hear about within the sustainability community is that need to, you know, and I just worked in the aviation world before coming to this role here, about that need to ensure that you put on your own oxygen mask first before helping others and think about your own capacity, your own sustainability, and that you don't try and, you know, change the world entirely on your own. And the need to educate colleagues to get that buy-in, to build that buy-in is absolutely mm-hmm. crucial. And there is definitely skills and frameworks out there to help people. There's obviously two leading professional membership organizations here in the UK. There's IEMA and ICRS, and they've definitely got resources that sustainability professionals and practitioners can draw on. But in terms of sort of some closing thoughts, some final thoughts, what do you think we could say to people who are starting to think about really focusing on this climate disclosure reporting and ultimately to improve their GHG performance? What sort of advice would you give?
To your point of joining professional membership organization, definitely a way to go. We see more and more partnerships happening, cross industry partnerships. So interesting to understand what are others doing. And we know many times our clients, when we are discussing how to shape their sustainability strategies, you many times go and find good best practices, not only in sector, but also out sector. So joining membership organizations, again, looking into environmental management systems and assessments, engaging, I guess, with providers, but also partners that can help you in your journey actually advance how are you showing up in your sustainability reporting, but also sustainability strategy, sustainability engagement. You know, there's more to it than just, you know, a one big umbrella for sustainability. And as you say, addressing sustainability internally, starting with your people, again, from top to bottom, will then replicate in how you are addressing the challenges in the market, the actual industry or business challenges. I guess be on top of also of thought leadership pieces, events that are happening around sustainability. I mean, I think one of the great things about working at Black Sun is also the fact that we not only do the work, but we actually try to engage the topics that are, I guess, hot topics on the agenda, also around events and thought leadership. So understanding, for me, loving the problem, it's part of how you then help to shape a solution.
Yeah, and that's great, isn't it? That we have the capacity and the capability to be able to be that convener and to bring people together, which is great, to then share our passion and interest in this topic to help those companies on their forward journeys towards addressing that initial question that we started with about the fact that climate reporting is definitely heating up.
Yeah, we've seen the Paris Agreement in 2015 with the climate goals being set. So we are halfway through to the 2030 agenda. And I can definitely see how companies are on the pathway to achieve some of those. We know that it's challenging, but hopefully with more climate reporting, with bigger efforts and a bit more, to be fair, burden on sustainability teams, but again, with engagement, educating your teams and more engagement across the value chain and supply chain, I'm hopeful we'll get there.
And I think the profession will continue to go from strength to strength. So it is a very interesting segment and sector to work in, whether you're in-house, whether you're client-facing, supporting clients like we do. And I just remember when I came out of university many years ago, I could be a waste recycling promotions officer, whereas now I could be a chief sustainability officer. There's so many roles, and the way that it's evolved and continues to evolve is, you know, a really exciting place to be.
Yeah. And I guess also the fact that sustainability is something that will pay off in the medium long term. And I guess the business imperative has been for a long time to have returns in the short term. So a lot of these investments that you might do in teams, in, you know, having better processes in place to disclose information, it is an investment. It can also be seen as a cost, but it actually it's going to pay off in the medium long term. And sustainability, it's all about that. It's about, making your business model sustainable in the long term.
Yeah, thinking locally and acting globally.
Thanks for listening to the Black Sun podcast. If you have any questions or comments on anything you've heard, please do get in touch with us at Black Sun.